Hey everyone, Madison Lane here and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. If you're anything like me, you've probably stared at a blank page or that urgent email with the kind of glazed over look reserved for watching paint dry. We've all been there, right? That feeling of procrastination looming over us like a mischievous gremlin, whispering sweet nothings about how much more fun binge-watching Netflix is than finishing that project. But guess what? Today, we're tackling this beast head-on. Because let's be real, in today's world, productivity isn't just a nice to have, it's kind of essential. And the best part? We don't need some fancy cure or complicated system to unlock our inner productivity ninja. We're talking about practical hacks, real-life strategies, and a little bit of stoic wisdom to boot. Ready to ditch the procrastination gremlin for good? Let's dive in. First things first. Understand your procrastination. Ever felt like you procrastinate on certain tasks more than others? You know, those projects that send shivers down your spine just thinking about them. That's because our brains are wired to avoid discomfort. Those tricky tasks often feel overwhelming or even scary, so our inner gremlin whispers sweet nothings about taking a break which, let's face it, can easily turn into hours of scrolling through social media. The key is to recognize those triggers and challenge those negative thoughts head on. Second up, we've got the power of planning. Sounds boring, right? But hear me out. A well-structured schedule doesn't have to feel like a prison sentence. Think of it as your roadmap to success, guiding you through the day with clarity and purpose. Start small. Break down those big, daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. This way, each step feels less overwhelming, making it easier to get started. Next, let's talk about rewards. You know that feeling of accomplishment when you finally conquer a challenging task? Amplify that good vibe. Celebrate your wins big or small. Treat yourself to something you enjoy after completing those milestones. It could be anything from indulging in your favorite coffee to taking a walk in the park. This positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and reinforces the habit of getting things done. And speaking of motivation, remember your why. Why are you even tackling this task in the first place? Connect with your deeper purpose. Visualize the end result and how accomplishing this goal will impact your life positively. When your why is strong enough, procrastination becomes less appealing because you're driven by something bigger than just ticking off a to-do list item. Finally, embrace the stoic philosophy of acceptance. You won't always be perfectly productive every single day. That's okay. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes things don't go as planned. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, learn from them. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your strategy, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress is not always linear. Okay, let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you have this big presentation looming at work, the kind that makes your palms sweat just thinking about it. You're staring at the blank PowerPoint slide, feeling overwhelmed. You could easily succumb to the procrastination gremlin and spend the next few hours scrolling through cat videos. But what if, instead, you broke down the presentation into smaller chunks? Maybe write an outline first, then research key points, and finally create the slides. Reward yourself after each step a quick walk, a healthy snack, or even just 5 minutes of pure relaxation. Remember your why, the opportunity to showcase your skills and impress your boss. And if you stumble along the way, don't beat yourself up. Just pick yourself back up and keep going. So there you have it, actionable steps to overcome procrastination and boost your productivity. Remember, becoming a productivity powerhouse is a journey, not a destination. Embrace the process, celebrate your wins, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. You've got this. Now go out there and conquer those tasks like the stoic warrior you are. Don't forget to share your thoughts and insights in the comments below. What are your favorite productivity hacks? I love hearing from you. And if you found this episode helpful, please do me a favor and leave a review. It helps others discover the power of stoicism. Until next time, keep building that strong, resilient core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.